Hey, good morning, everyone, my ACN family. Welcome to the call. I am Stephanie Russo, Regional Director out of Mason, Ohio. I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to get on the call today. Global Revolution has these calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 8 a.m. And so I want to thank all the leaders who take time to prepare the mojos, to perhaps our goal is to help to encourage, inspire, or motivate you. And it is an honor and a privilege to share with you today on the Mojo Call. So for those who do not know me, allow me to share my background with you. I worked in higher education for over 20 years, and I stepped out on faith to pursue my passion for entrepreneurship. I currently own 3 businesses, and I am living my dream out loud. And I just want to share with you for a few minutes, and let me share with you my topic. It is becoming the best version of you. Your future self will thank you. So know that wherever you are in your life right now is both temporary and exactly where you are supposed to be. You have arrived at this moment to learn what you must learn so that you become the best, that you become the person you need to create everything that you have ever wanted for your life. We are 4 months away from 2024. Can you believe that? We have more months behind us than we have in front of us for 2023. And are you close to achieving the goals that you set for yourself 8 months ago? Well, don't get upset if you're not. We still have time to achieve those goals and become a better version of ourselves, whether the goal we set was financial, physical, mental, or spiritual. So you may ask, how do you achieve your goal and prepare to create the best version of you? Well, it all starts first with making a decision and then creating a positive mindset. So I want to share with you a book to use as a tool to help you to transform your life to become the best version of yourself. The book is entitled The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. In the book, Hal shares 6 practices to help you to become the best version of you. He refers to these practices as the life savers. And I will share more on this in a few minutes. But know the tone of your morning has a powerful impact on the tone of the rest of your day. Hal states, when you wake up each day with passion and purpose, you join the small percentage of high achievers who are living their dreams. If possible, he suggests drinking an 8-ounce glass of water first thing in the morning. Now, let's focus on the Miracle Morning 6 practices of savers. These 6 steps can be done in 60 minutes or in 6 minutes. The most important thing is to do it and be consistent in doing it every morning. We will use the 60-minute schedule example for today. So in SAVERS, which is an acronym, the first S is for silence. So for 5 minutes, you want to use this time for prayer or meditation, reflection, deep breathing, or gratitude. Then the next step, the A, is for affirmation for 5 minutes. You want to write out your affirmations so that and when you do your affirmations, you want them to be in alignment with what you want to accomplish and who you need to be to accomplish it. And then commit to speaking the affirmations aloud daily. I like to start my affirmations with the words, I am. It's important to tap into your emotions while you are speaking them aloud. You have heard me say that there is power in the words that you say after I am. So, for example, I say, I am Regional Vice President Platinum, and I am helping others to live their dreams out loud. I always encourage you to walk into your vision as if you have already achieved it. So the next step, V, is for visualization. So for 5 minutes, you want to visualize yourself living in alignment with your affirmations. So what I like to do is close my eyes and visualize the lifestyle, or you could visualize the home if you want to purchase a home. Visualize that home of you walking up into the home, turning the keys, or if you're wanting to set up a nonprofit, visualize what does the nonprofit look like. Who are you wanting to target? Who are you wanting to help? Or whatever goal that you desire to achieve, be very specific and bold. Visualize it in color. Feel it. Walk into the vision as if you have already achieved it. See yourself helping others. Look at the expressions on their faces as you are helping them. And then the next step is E, and it's for exercise. You want to exercise for 20 minutes daily. Hal states that exercising soon after rising can improve your life in many ways. It helps you to maintain good health. It increases your energy when you consistently exercise, and it also gets your blood flowing and your mind going. And the next step, R, is for reading for 20 minutes. You want to begin with the end in mind. That reminds me of a favorite scripture. It says the end is better than the beginning of a thing. The end is you achieving your desired goal. So read each day and ask yourself, why are you reading this particular book? You want to select a book that will help you become the best version of you to live the lifestyle that you desire. So if you're not familiar with some books, I have a few that I would like to share with you. The first is The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod, or Go Pro by Eric Worre. We just heard him speak on Monday. Or Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And another is Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. And one of my favorites is the Bible. You will start to have personal and professional development and create confidence when you start reading these books and applying them to your life. The last letter is S. S is for scribing for 5 minutes. You want to write down some of the things that you are grateful for, proud of, and the results that you are committed to creating for that day. As you apply these 6 steps to your life, know that you have everything inside of you to become everything you need to live the life that you desire. We just need to tap into our inner self to bring out that superpower. I believe that superpower is the gift or the purpose that we were created to do. When we become the best version of ourselves, we can do better, live better, and be better, and then we can help others to be better as well. I had someone who just shared with me that she was doing some ministry work, and she wasn't feeling fulfilled, and she was going to a counselor, and that counselor shared with her, how can you feed someone else if you're starving yourself? So you have to make sure you take care of yourself first before you can start helping someone else. And as Dr. Maya Angelou stated, we are creating our legacy. And our legacy is every life that we have touched. So our future self will thank us for taking the time to ensure that we become the best version of ourselves. So I encourage you to make these last 4 months of 2023 unforgettable and impactful. Be blessed.